We still need the recordings from the February 14th and the February 28th meeting. So if you could just send me those.
I will.
Yeah, only because we're going to have to spend a whole night trying to listen to all three of them at the same time.
Oh, yes.
But we'll do that, Fran.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Next topic, Mike, is the construction schedule. Schedule update number 19, we received that on 2/27. Schedule update number 20 is in progress. I know we just got updates from the primes. Is there anybody that we're missing? Did you not get updates from anybody?
Everybody sent in their stuff.
The only one...
He responded this morning.
Yeah, he responded. I think Lombardo...
Lombardo said we're good.
Okay, so then we're good. And we're making changes.
Having issues with your emails yesterday, so nothing was coming in or out.
Yep. So that was fixed last night around 7-ish. And I saw your email. It's with Stuart already, with pushing the lights 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what does 20 show as a substantial completion date for the academic building?
I don't remember right now, Russ, but... I want to say, don't hold me to it, at the beginning of May, which includes everything.
And that includes your work, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And community building, do we have a similar estimate?
It's similar, 1 month later as well.
June?
Yeah.
Towards in May, which is substantial completion?
Yeah. Academic.
Okay.
Do you know when we'll have update 20?
We had issues with the email. I sent it to Stuart last night, so I'll follow up with Stuart this morning. It was just.
You should be able to turn that around.
Yeah, that was a couple of changes. It should be. It should be done.
What's going on? But yeah.
It should be today.
Okay. Can we say by the end of the week?
Yes, that's yes.
Okay. Piazza, do we have an update on the vertical ACP panels?
I sent Nancy an email last week.
Yeah, it had three different dates.
Yeah.
I forget what each one was, though.
Yeah, I forget. But there's... We should have got a delivery.
Monday.
There's another delivery next Monday.
I don't know what came Monday. I think it was community building.
Correct.
Stuff.
It was community building. No, link. It was link. Next Monday comes the top of the gym. And then the following Monday is the academic building. Okay. Something like that.
Is that going to be everything in those three deliveries?
That is what I'm told.
Taught to disconnect 800 amp service tomorrow and continue installation of the switchgear. That was disconnected, and the switchgear's work is still ongoing.
Correct. Con Ed is there today.
Right now.
Doing their portion of the disconnect on the power.
I didn't get that far yet.
So, Jose, go over the couple of steps after that happens.
Okay, so they also delivered the CTs today, which is really good news. So
considering he didn't have them a week ago.
So he delivered the CTs. The CTs are being installed. Con Ed is doing the disconnect at the manhole, and we're pulling all the wires into the manhole. We have to go ahead and crab them out. Crab them out means make the connections. We are making our connections inside the switchgear. The remaining buckets that we're missing are coming today, so the switchgear will be 100% complete by Friday.
Wow.
And the next step would be for us to call a third-party inspector, which we already have them lined up. We just need a Con Ed to finish up doing there, so then we could pull the wires for the 800-amp service that we were using.
So you pull it from the manhole into the...
From the manhole, so we have to rework the conduits because what we were doing was using those two feeders to feed that 800-amp temporary service. So now that they disconnected us, we got to rework the conduits into the switchgear and pull that wire into the switchgear, which we're doing today.
And it's actually being done right now. They come back and re-energize that end.
Permanent.
Yes. So once we're done and we have everything set up, I go to the Con Ed website and submit the third-party inspection, a certificate saying that it was inspected, everything looks good. Actually, Con Ed, James French, was there today, and he looked at our switchgear, and he said, everything looks good, just get me the inspection sticker.
Great.
So we're going to line that up for hopefully this week. And then Con Ed will go ahead and schedule his guys to come here and do their permanent connections on the pole and at the manhole. And he said that could possibly take 2 weeks, but he said he's going to get it.
2 weeks in the hole?
No,
for him to schedule. Because he would have to come back out, do like a final inspection, and then he has to schedule it with their own department. But he said 2 weeks, but he said he thinks he could get it done sooner than that.
And then how long is the work that they have to do? A day?
One day. So it's the schedule is what's going to take longer than the actual work. But he said 2 weeks, but he thinks he could get it done sooner.
So potentially, they finish this week, and Con Ed's got availability next week. We have permanent power on next week. But
Okay, so I'm thinking high probability before the end of the month.
Okay, thanks.
Do you still need to do an electrical shutdown?
Yeah, when Con Ed does their changeover.
And one other question, the city generator, still being used?
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are still using it.
Yeah.
So the missing part of that wire that you had to...
There was no missing part.
No, I think everything's done. Okay.
So we're all good.
Well, only because the city called me, because I called them. And they said, don't lose my fucking wire.
No, the leads that they provided, that's theirs.
And it's all working.
Everything's working.
We found the magic door.
Okay. Oh, in the generator, there was a door of wires.
By your way, I'm sure.
You're going to do that shutdown over the weekend, right, Jose?
Yeah.
You'll let us know.
But, you know, Con Ed isn't going to do their work on over the weekend.
Of
but
course.
For them to come and do their, you know, connections, it's not, I don't even think it's an all-day thing.
So, by the way, this whole CTs thing just unfolded this morning, miraculously. So.
Which is
maybe
great
things
news.
Things are looking up on this job. The
CTs is a big concern.
Yeah. When he said last week he was going to order them, I was like, oh, great.
So you wouldn't be able to do permanent power without them, right?
No.
Right.
No.
Gotcha.
But they're actually installed. We put them in. Eric was working on them this morning.
Piazza, Yonkers provided you guys with a generator to allow your Terrazzo guys to work. How'd that work out? No issues?
No issues. It's in progress.
Thank you. Thank you, Yonkers, for letting us use your generator.
You're welcome.
Anything else regarding the construction schedule? Next topic, field coordination. Just a reminder, you guys are still responsible for daily cleanup. All contractors need to consolidate their materials on the first floor of the academic building. Seems like everybody consolidated but moved into the gym.
Well, not everybody. Piazza, Kane consolidated.
Kane did.
Into the gym.
Right.
Yes.
So if...
there's other people. Not you. Other people.
No.
No.
Basically, Thorno, Kane, I mean... So...
All right.
I think Mike, you already talked to Greg about his stuff. I mean, he's got a couple gang boxes. He doesn't really have anything in the way. Right? Duck guys don't have anything.
I spoke to Lombardo this morning
about doing exactly that. And then, Jose, you're going to talk to Al about...
I'll talk to Al and figure out where a space. We're going to need a space.
So we're going to shift our stuff so he can do... Oh, we did. So he's got what he needs?
No.
What does he have?
He needs... So he can start doing his conduits.
Where, in the gym?
Where?
No, they put more stuff
in. The gym's filled.
I don't know what he needs. No.
So 2 weeks ago, we had talked about clearing out half of the gym, and then a couple days later, everything got moved in there, so that went out the window.
No, that was our ceiling tile delivery that needs to go in our first floor once we finish ceilings and all that. So our ceilings are done. If everyone's above the ceiling in there and I can white out the ceilings on floor on first floor, I'll move all my stuff out of the gym.
But my ceiling tile. Mike, didn't you guys need the gym cleared out?
Oh, yeah.
What I'm saying. So, no. Hear me out. Who asked for the gym to be cleared out?
We had to get all the roughing done in the ceiling for electrician. So we agreed to get half of the gym.
I'm saying the Piazza asked to have it cleared out. Who cares if their stuff is in there? If they're asking.
Well, everybody's stuff is going to be in there at some
point.
Well,
we need cleared out as first floor. So our flooring got to come down and do classrooms.
Correct.
And do flooring.
So we have to, one, consolidate and get rid of stuff
that we
don't need.
We moved all of our stuff, Mike, this morning. Everything's out of there. So we need everyone else to do the same.
Where did you guys move your stuff to?
We moved it to the gym.
Okay.
Yeah.
So should we move our stuff to the gym too?
Don't know. Ask them.
Okay. Where should we move our stuff
to? Sure, move it to the gym. Okay. It sounds like there's no other place to go. So move it to the gym.
What about Connex boxes?
You're
going to
work your way out.
So
there is going to be no other space to put anything.
Wait a minute. Wait, Nancy, you have a better place?
Is there a
Why?
I know you're shaking your head. You have a better place than
But where else is everybody going to go? You all went to the gym, so they should all go to the gym.
Obviously,
right?
You don't have a better place, right?
Do you?
No.
Okay.
But you're shaking your head like there's somewhere else to go.
No, where else are you going to go?
Okay.
Outside?
Okay.
You can't go outside.
We'll go to the gym.
This is also another reminder. Street sweeping still needs to be done daily. Construction fence and gates still need to be addressed. McLean entrance. When are we going to fix that gate?
We're kind of fine with it the way it is.
Looks like crap.
Yeah, it looks like it's been looking like ass forever.
I'm sorry, I missed that. What was
the name? McLean Gate.
McLean Gate.
Yes,
I asked when we were going to fix that.
Well, I thought you guys had said that as soon as you were finished bringing some equipment in there, you could actually move that in a little bit.
Yeah, once Hall was done, and they're
So Hall's finishing up, and we have one more delivery of doors on Thursday, tomorrow, actually, and we're going to close it up. So
awesome.
We're close. Very close.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Also, a reminder, all contractors are responsible for protecting their finished work. Just because you're done with something doesn't mean you turned it over to the district yet. Piazza stated LVT flooring continue on second floor and terrazzo flooring continue on first floor and cafeteria. How's the terrazzo moving?
Very nice.
Good, right?
Yes.
Where's the, I see they're still kind of in the cafeteria. Where are they moving to after that?
The main lobby.
Main lobby. Just so everyone knows.
Yep.
When they go to the main lobby, you got to go up and around to get from one side to the other, door the doors.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. But it looks like he's putting the nano wall in, so maybe we can use that as a cut through.
And the LVT flooring, he's working on the base right now, right?
On four should be complete by this afternoon. Doing third floor. Miscellaneous material in any rooms on third floor. Just got organized. We have two more rooms on third floor to do, music room and our loading dock room. Those should be completed hopefully tomorrow, Friday.
Is that what we're calling it, the loading dock room?
No, that's what it was, right? So, yeah, it's going good, just about there.
Second floor is all done, right? Classrooms?
Everything, no. No. Second floor, we have the library to do.
Just the library.
Library and the loading room.
Maker space and the
loading room.
Technology space, too.
There's a handful of rooms, or a little less.
Can I ask a question on elevators, Mike?
Sure.
When should we have, maybe it's you, Nancy, I don't know which, when should we have the city come inspect them? They have to do it, put that card in and stuff.
After we're done with your inspection done.
Yeah, you have to do whatever inspections you have to do.
Yeah, which won't happen until after we get the permanent power and get all that.
I mean, are we doing this in the summer, you think, would be a thing? Because I only need to do it before we occupy.
It should be before that.
So I can schedule it for, like, July.
It's all dependent on when we get those fault lines in, because that's all we really need for one elevator at this point. Or...
Okay, so if I made it for July, we would probably be safe, right? The inspection?
With the city?
Yeah.
I want to say yes.
I can make it for August, whatever you
want. I
don't
want to wait that long.
In case there's an issue, I wouldn't wait that long.
Okay, so I'll
get you a timeline.
Okay.
I'll see when we can turn over.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's two things also I'm saying to Lane that is Schindler gave us the change order for that security work, which they're revising. Seven is for further breakdown.
That's the card reader thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Which means that stopping them, or maybe stopping them, I'm putting words in your mouth, Jose. I don't know what you're doing with that piece of the work.
Well, I guess, I don't know if they were waiting for your change order, because they didn't approve my change order yet.
Oh, they were supposed to issue yours.
So
yours was issued.
Is there also some ductwork that has to be blown through the top block?
Yes.
I thought he was doing, yeah.
So that has to be done as well.
Yeah, that's not going to take long, though.
No, but it has to be coordinated with my elevator guy, because you're not going to knock a block on top of his new elevator.
Ooh.
So.
When are you doing that?
Our damper just came in yesterday.
Oh, that.
All right, so I'm going to wait to hear from you guys, either Nancy or you.
Yeah, it's.
Okay.
I mean, it's not going to be like next month, but.
Gotcha.
Like Nick says, I won't wait till August.
I'm going to schedule it in July, and. If that kind of needs to change, it'll change.
The sooner.
Where phone service coordinated for that?
I'm sorry?
Phone service?
I'm waiting for phone lines to get brought in.
So we have some correspondence. Al could probably talk better about it than I can, from Verizon, I saw.
Right. But they, Crown Castle, too, has to come in the lines for the phones, right?
All they have is the lines inside the building are done by Jose, right?
Yes.
And so we just have to get it to the building,
the
right?
room, inside the room, that's it. He'll take it from there.
That first room?
That, yeah, in the basement.
Yeah.
Was there a different, they wanted a different switch, IT or fixers wanted a different switch?
Yeah, we're all set on
it. Yeah.
Resolved all that, right?
Yeah.
He changed the wiring, the boxes that were going in there.
Yeah.
Who's
that, was all fiber,
no,
that was all fiber related.
That was between Scott and Vince. They coordinated that.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But the last few emails I saw back and forth from Verizon.
I saw one that said that we're good. They asked a question, he answered it, and then they said, okay, we'll process that. That's the last thing I saw.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll find it on my phone.
Yeah, we should, yeah. I still don't have a kind of a sense as to when they're actually coming to
do
it.
I don't think they gave us that sense
okay.
either.
Okay, all right. So it's not just me.
And then with regards to the phone line, the chairlift, our vendor is saying it's required. I think you responded.
We need the phone line for
we
the
need
lift.
It. Yeah.
That went to you.
Was that an RFI?
Yes.
Yeah, it was an RFI, and I thought the answer came back.
It did.
I haven't seen it.
It used to be you need a phone line for just elevators. Now, if you're going to have a lift that goes from here to here, you need a
phone
line in case somebody gets stuck here.
Okay.
It's
so your
requirement.
It's an 18-inch. I'm sorry. 18 inches.
Our work is done for the lift. All we had to do was provide power for a junction box.
This would be to them, right?
Yep.
Well, there's push buttons and that they want. Call buttons on there. They want a few other things. So, but if it's a change order, we're not ready to do that work yet.
When did they change that?
Recently, within the last year.
Never heard of it.
No, it's silly. I think it's what it is.
Hey, I'm coming.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You can pick up the phone and call somebody and tell you're stuck instead of saying, hey, I'm stuck. I'm
but
stuck.
It's the lift at the stage.
It's not enclosed. I don't understand.
No. That makes no sense.
At the last meeting, Savin mentioned to Piazza about putting Masonite over the terrazzo. Are you guys entertaining that or no?
Nick said no.
Look around.
I see cement and other things spattered on the terrazzo in my walk through this morning. So
yeah, it's coffee.
It's just
pigs.
It's got to look brand new when it turned over the owner. Should be protected.
Piazza also stated they need Tall to remove their lifts from the cafeteria. That was done. Tall removed them. Talt said they needed remaining ceilings in the academic building completed so they can finish their light fixtures. How?
Fourth floor is done. So
fourth floor they, lights are done?
Yeah, fourth floor
the pendant lights
are done. The pendant lights are done. We have a crew on the third floor and another crew on the second floor.
Mike, what ceilings are left? The third floor? What room is that? Why can I never remember what room that is?
The library? It's finished.
That's second floor. What's third floor? Is that the art room?
That's the art room.
That's the art room. That one's not done, right?
About
it's close, right?
18 inches of it. That's not done. So it's done in my eyes.
Well, it's not done if we can't install the fixtures.
Well, I wasn't talking about your fixtures right now.
So I can't finish that room because the ceiling isn't done.
Okay, great. Awesome.
And you're still up on four anyway, just so you know.
We're doing four. We got three crews there.
I know.
We got a crew on the fourth floor, third floor, and second floor.
You guys don't need to, like, preach to me about where you are and not and I'm on. So.
Yeah.
So I could tell you what's
my
the
only
ceilings.
Question is, when are we going to have that ceiling?
So
in?
The stairs,
yeah,
the stair is still, the stair A still isn't done. The stair B up by the roof still isn't done. There's a few other rooms that still aren't done. So we're behind them doing the work.
So you're still in the ceilings?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. We already kind of talked about this, about the gym being cleared. Just a reminder, Talt's got about 2 months worth of work in there.
Well, which is not going to be cleared.
I'm sorry, just to go back to the fourth floor.
Yeah.
Mike, maybe comment for you.
Yes.
The fourth floor ceilings, now Jose has got his lights in and everything. Is there anything from anybody else that needs to go up in the ceiling?
You'd have to ask Simon about that. I don't
know. Is there anything else that needs to go up in the ceiling on the fourth floor?
Why don't you ask all the contractors? They're all here.
No, I think they waited out.
All right, just play nicely. Is there anything else?
I mean, that goes for everybody, by the way.
Myself included. Is there anything else that anybody has to put up on the fourth floor?
No, we're waiting out. We're taking pictures.
So I was got a question. Mike, I wanted to ask you a question, Policio. Your plans to move your chairs, tables, all that stuff in the classrooms, you want to do that all at once?
So I found out today that my furniture will be 5 tractor trailers.
Yes.
So we're going to have to coordinate that. So no, not all at once. But I think what the intention was as of the last meeting was that we would stage in the cafeteria and work out of there. The elevators closed, all that stuff.
Gotcha.
That should start coming in mid to end of May, beginning of June.
Okay, so just while I got everybody here, Jose, former Patriots, on the fourth floor, on the walls, any kind of bullshit stuff, you know what I'm saying? You still have to go back and do it? Nothing, right?
No.
You're good, right?
No.
Okay. So this way, if I wanted to clean those rooms perfectly, close the door, and they're ready for you guys.
I think
you know what
Tri-State's got to finish in there.
You know,
right, right, right.
Maybe that's better asked by either Nancy or Jose.
What's that?
ITG. Do they have any work up there?
No, security?
He comes in.
Yeah.
Program.
No.
He's doing all the work.
Yeah, we're done with the security in those areas.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
all in.
Okay. Is that what you asked, Russ? Is that
yeah. I just want to make sure.
That
yeah.
Yeah. ITG is, yeah. They come at the end to do their programming, whatever, aiming.
They don't need to get
tell us about this thing.
Okay.
No.
Got it. Thanks, Mike.
What about to do any of the commissioning or any of the...
Commissioning,
that's a big
subject.
Thank you. Just commissioning
of... Well, anything. Yeah, well, so security is one thing. That's
you know,
ITG.
I'm sure...
All right, so I want to make a general statement about this. As far as I know, as far as I've been told, as far as stages of this project are, we are currently in the active construction phase. We are not in the commissioning phase as of yet. Is that correct?
It started.
Agree? Starting it and being actively in the commissioning phase is different, I think, because we, during the commissioning phase, there's trainings involved and none of that stuff.
So that's
happening.
Later on in the commissioning
right.
phase, yes.
So,
Jim, do you think we're in commissioning or not?
You didn't do any startup?
Permanent power.
You didn't do any
startup? Whatever we started up, you can't work now.
Okay.
Okay.
So, that's there's something going on with legal, and they needed to ask that question. So that I was asked to ask that question today.
Well, what about testing and balancing access to volume dampers, et cetera? That's all above ceilings, right? That's all above ceilings, right?
Yeah,
well, we would need to white out as well, correct?
Yeah.
Get that all.
Exactly.
Didn't want to prevent you from doing that.
Yeah.
Right. So you're just going to pop up a tile and just do it.
Like they always do.
Understood.
Okay, so that's not an impediment to whiting out?
No.
Good.
But we need to white out in order for you to do that.
Yes.
Right? So yeah,
we're
exactly.
All agree.
Yes.
We're all agree.
So second floor, could I white out right now? Is everyone in the second floor?
No, he's still doing lights on the second floor.
How about first floor? Can I white out?
Of course not.
Because I want to get all my tiles out of the gym and white out.
So well, it's fine. I mean, all your ceilings done?
Yeah, white out, yes.
All your ceilings are done?
Four and three are done?
I don't think they're done.
Yeah.
Four, third floor, all done?
Yeah, everything's done. If I got like two small little ceilings done, that's not holding us up. Could I take all of my ceiling tiles out and white everything out? The answer was no. There's nothing with lights.
So.
You could go look at the rooms that are completed and white out those rooms.
Oh, we are. We're doing four and three right now. But second floor, I can't do anything because we're out in the lights up. So.
None of the rooms are complete on the second floor?
We got a crew there working on them right now. We should be done by middle of next week.
Okay.
If not sooner.
So it sounds like that's when total white out can happen, right? Middle of next week? Yeah, let's all agree that that's what was said at this table. Let's go.
Excellent. You had your pendant lights delivered on 3-6. Was that all of them?
Yes.
So they're all here?
Yep.
Okay, great. Anything else going on in the field? Anybody waiting on anything? Anybody slowing anybody down?
It's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Any areas that need to be addressed?
Need everything in the ceiling so we can light out.
Okay.
At the same, make note that he says he needs everything in the ceiling done, and at the same point, we need all the ceilings completed so we could get out of the ceilings.
And we need stuff moved so we can do our ceilings.
And we're going to be putting everything in the gym, so.
According to Sal, he said that. Not the other. So make those notes.
Okay. All right.
People are going to be going in the ceiling. I don't care what anybody says. They're going to be going in the ceiling. And everybody's going to be yelling and screaming. And, whiting out ceilings is very critical to Pat. It's a very critical path. You need that. Then you can open the building next week.
It's just
ridiculous. It is. You can do all the cuts. You can do all the stuff where stuff is. And work your way down. You know, it's just not critical path. But anyway. Go ahead.
Record documents, daily field reports. I need from Piazza and Tall.
What do you need?
Your last update was February, the last. So you're like a week and a half.
Oh, okay.
What are you, last week, right?
Yeah, no, you're the same thing, February. I don't have any marked submissions for Piazza or Tall. Permit requirements. We did receive the SiteWorks renewed sidewalk permit. We received that this morning. So that's good till mid-April, I think I saw. 2-week look ahead. I need one from Lombardo. I got one from everybody else.
Call the sketch.
Construction observations. We already talked about the fencing. We already talked about the gate and McLean. Regarding stair B risers, Piazza was still working on correcting the height issues at the landings. KGD will need to review this prior to flooring insulation being installed. Regarding Schluter trim.
So where are we with that?
It's right there.
It hasn't really changed in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's right there.
I think we got one more to do, right?
Yeah, up by the rooftop, they got to do that one. But everything else, you know, if you want to go inspect it.
Well, tell us when you're done. We'll take a look.
Yeah, everything's done except for the rooftop.
Regarding the Schluter trim, remedy was accepted by KG&D. Piazza would like to begin their work in the parking lot / playground area. We'll need to coordinate with Savin on moving them into the building.
So I have an update on that. The 19th, next Tuesday, we're going to take the trailers out. So I figured the 19th because we have no parking on this side of the street on Tuesday. So probably, you know, take them right out here and be nice and open.
I'll have my guys here to
help take whatever you need out of the trailer.
We're gonna have internet?
Yeah, we got a hotspot, right? Coming. So.
Where are you going?
Second floor.
Jim.
Okay. The exterior electrical panel, which is right out here at the northeast corner of the playground area, it needs to be reviewed. Is it staying in place? Tall to submit an RFI. I don't think you ever sent one.
No.
What does that mean? Is it staying in place permanently?
Mm-hmm. You're supposed to have a panel here, but it shows it going
over
there.
It's just in a different location.
But,
But
so we just want to
buy the gate, I think. So is that some sort of a disconnect that's going to be outside?
It's an electrical panel.
It's an existing electrical panel. It wasn't part of this contract work. It just showed existing.
What did it feed?
I think there's going to be a couple outlets out here.
We're going to reuse an existing panel?
Outdoor?
Yeah, it's the panel that's there right now.
Nick, is there any ceiling tile on this panel outside?
I know you guys want to put it in.
Well, we can't wait for the light until
it's
ready.
Wait it out.
I don't know what the heck it is.
We'll be moving to the gym.
All right.
Just move it.
Did anyone double check to make sure it doesn't interfere with the playground equipment and all that?
It doesn't interfere with the playground equipment. I think it interferes with the gate that's there. So we may have to shift the gate.
But I got the same question as Paul. What is it energizing?
I think there's going to be a couple of outlets that are out here, right?
Yeah, we have power over here. Yeah.
Outdoor outlets.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
PA
system.
Sounds like a disaster, but go ahead.
You're going to have to be involved in some way.
Anything else on construction observations?
I have a couple things. I see a lot of bolts on stair railings.
A lot of what?
We need to investigate
bolts.
If that was... it doesn't look like what was on the design drawings, and it's not going to be acceptable the way it is, so we need to look into it on both sides. Come up with a remedy.
What is it?
Bolts
and nuts, right? You can actually see that.
Related to that, I sent an email a couple weeks ago that shop drawing is revise and resubmit. Still.
So we've got a problem to solve, so I just want to bring it up. And I also see really big gaps between the windows and concrete block in a number of the stairwells. And that's not going to be acceptable. We've got to look into it and find a solution for that, too.
Anywhere in particular you saw that?
Stair A is the one that I saw was most evident. And in the gym, are the roof drains that come down, are those getting insulated? Do we know?
The vertical?
The horizontal should be insulated.
The verticals, are they getting insulated?
We call for it, but typically in a situation like that, exposed, we don't need it.
Okay. Well, they should be painted out to match the walls behind it. With gray stripes on the walls. They should be on the pipes, too.
Is the, walking through this morning, the stairwells, is there a sprinkler stack? Do they get enclosed or anything?
No. You mean the stair like that? Yeah, they have to be exposed. They're ugly.
Any particular color, or just leave them as is? You don't get painted?
I think
they're red.
I think they're painted out red.
They're supposed to be
in the paint spec, And check it out. If you don't see it, let us know.
Yeah. I couldn't find it.
But
we looked. We know we talked about that.
You couldn't find it?
No.
All right, we'll take a look.
Possible I wasn't looking in the right spot.
That hidden door in the generator.
All right, next topic is submittals. Savin will continue to send the list of submittals still needed. Piazza still owes several resubmittals. I hope you guys are looking at this because...
Yes, we are.
I mean...
Yeah.
I kind of just looked at this briefly. I mean, I highlight the same stuff like every 2 weeks. I'm highlighting the same things. And some of this stuff is your finished stuff that you guys are installing. We don't have approved drawings. One of them we mentioned last week was the mesh panels, which had been installed in stair B and currently being installed in stair C. You guys don't have approved shop drawings. So I hope there's no issues with that.
Well, that's where the bolts are.
Those are the drawings you were referring to also, Russ?
Yes.
The mesh panel shop drawings? And I also saw something that caught my eye. I'm not sure if this is the same, but the aluminum ladders and cage ladders, is that what's being installed right now?
They're all here.
Those are the ones that are installed, though, right?
Some of them are installed.
Yeah, we've been going back and forth with those.
Well, I still see you guys owe a resubmittal for aluminum ladders and cage ladders. So, again, I hope...
They were switched to galvanized. Then we have approval from KG&D. What's missing with those is the walkway pads, which need to be picked up. And I think Brian wanted a confirmation of the bolt we were using. But the stairs itself was switched.
And submittals for KG&D. I have acoustical panel ceilings, resubmittal product data. That was submitted on 223. And then a handful of signage, shop drawings, bronze plaque.
Oh, I said, hold on, stop at the signage because that one's very complicated. I sent an email yesterday that Sue had sent out.
All right, how are you?
There's two submittals up there, and they're confusing. Ava needs to unconfuse it.
I sent that to Ava yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And she sent me, this morning I saw it before I got here, she sent me what should be submitted.
Okay.
And she and then she wants everything taken out of submittal exchange that was already. So I need to go over with, I guess, look
Why
at
would
it.
She want to take it?
I have no idea. I didn't. So anyway, she sent it. So I'm going to get it today. And then I'm going to get it today. And I'm going to put some type of fashion of what I'm submitting so it's not any more confusing.
Okay,
so I have to work on today.
We have new shop drawings that are being uploaded today.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
For signage?
Yeah.
Interior signage.
Let's make sure the cover sheet is
It's the plaque. It's everything,
very specific.
Oh, it's that plaque and everything?
Yeah, it's the bronze plaque.
It's everything.
Because Sue typically goes through everything and sends it back. It's
yeah.
Very black and white, and this is not black and white.
I totally agree
with
you.
Sue's not the issue.
No.
Correct.
I totally agree with you. We know who's the issue. So I'm going to make that cover sheet crystal clear as I can do it. So hopefully that'll put it to rest today.
I did mention KG&D has the product data for the acoustical panel ceilings. Just a reminder to Piazza, you guys owe the shop drawings still for the acoustical panel ceilings.
We submitted that.
It looks like you owe a resubmittal. A resubmittal of shop drawing and install instructions.
Hey, hold on.
That was... Yeah.
I thought we did that.
No, that was done. KG&D switched it from inch and a half. Don't hold me to it. And I'm going to say Sue said, or you did, Brian, 2 inches. And we're going with the 2-inch, and it was white.
Okay. All right, we have a visitor. Nick's on the phone. Nick! He wants to be involved here, so... Okay. Here he is.
If there's an issue,
Joe's like,
yeah, let me know, and then for
me that was closed, but if it is, we're doing a 2-inch white.
In lieu of, yeah,
I'll double check, Joe. It's definitely on the list, but it could be submitted in a different section, which is possible.
It was because the sound at the inch and a half wasn't adequate, so we had to up it to the 2-inch. For me, it's a closed issue, but if we need for record or maybe whatever, we'll get it to you.
No problem. Okay, that's it for submittals. Next topic is RFIs. So, as per this list, all these RFIs have been responded to. We do have a new RFI.
I sent this morning about the Tri-State.
That's from Piazza, mm-hmm. And that's regarding the color for the freestanding bench in the second floor. Room 215.
The stain color.
Just submitted this morning.
Is that the Oh, I know where that is.
Second floor, room 315.
215. 215.
Yeah, I just sent it as I was walking out the door. Okay.
Let's see. New items from last week regarding fire stopping inspection. How are we looking on the fire stopping inspection?
MEP's got work to do.
We got ceilings going up and we still need to be inspected.
MEP's got work to do on one.
So I need, you know, MEPs, you guys got to tell me when you're good to go, preferably soon, because we got ceilings going up and that's just going to make guys' job a little bit harder.
Mike, that's for a sprinkler also.
All push back this ceilings.
All the ceilings are up on the first floor.
Yep.
Except for the main office. That one we'll put up today.
Just do it right now.
Yeah, right now.
The lobby.
Everything else is up.
The lobby ceiling?
Well, that's the wood ceiling.
You
that's
got,
going up after
that's
the,
in the corner. The, yes. Okay. But the rest of this grid, right?
Around
you
it?
You need the door for it. The front door.
Yeah, that's the last 10 feet as we walk out the door.
Mike?
Yes?
If you want to put up the wood ceiling, put it up.
Well, we got the, no, that's the last thing we're going to put up. After Terrazzo puts the mosaic, or the emblem, and then the wood ceiling, we'll be walking away.
Okay.
Renee. Walk away, Renee.
Remember that, but make sure you put that in the minutes.
Girl. In the minutes.
Coming back saying, the ceilings are not up.
Michael and Al, do we have an update on the toilet accessories?
They're coming today.
Coming today.
Those are the ones we're responsible to install?
Yeah.
So they're going to be turned over to us?
Correct.
You got one and two, right?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Second.
Oh,
yeah,
here.
Second last week.
Yeah. Want to talk to him?
Yeah. Coming today. Regarding the power issue for ERU03, Talt received CO, but roof penetration still needs to be done, and this will be additional work. I skipped one, but I'm going to go back to it. Talk, are we, these penetrations, are you sending us a price?
We're not doing the penetrations.
No.
We're
not doing
penetrations.
Hold on. Mike and I talked about this last week.
Done? Yeah. All right.
He's off.
They had conduits in the ceiling, in the roof, that got roofed in.
Roof penetration.
And then the bulletin for the ERU03 came out, and they upsized the one of them. So he's got a 3/4 inch conduit, but now he needs an inch and a quarter conduit. So nobody wants to touch the roof because the roof is done. So I had asked Mike if he could help with that, and then he said, "Well, the electrician can do it." And then
we're not touching the roof.
Well, why wouldn't we have the roofer come back?
Because there's already a witch hat there. With the 3/4 inch conduit.
So I told everyone what to do and how to do it. So the witch's hat has like stages, and so for all different sizes. So you pull out your 3/4, you drill your bigger one, and you snip it with a pair of scissors, and you put your conduit. That's how that happens.
Why?
Just the hole.
Why is it going to a bigger size?
Because the pump that was installed, was larger than the one that was originally spec'd out.
The order was switched.
The order
of the three was switched.
Nobody wants to touch the roof.
But it's not the roof.
Why
is it the roof?
Just do it so that it maintains the warranty
he's
not, and we pay him.
Well, he's not here.
Well, we
what
have
do you mean
pay
he's
him,
not here?
Right? It has to be paid. Somebody
he's
would
done it.
Pay.
The roof is done.
No, I understand that, but
just tell me which one you need
to
come
back.
Mike, do we need the roofer here to do this?
My opinion, I didn't think we needed him to come back, but apparently it sounds like we do.
Can you see if
you
guys
Mike,
can handle
it? No, Mike,
you
can't go by what I say.
No,
assuming
I'm
there's a hatch up there.
If the roof penetration doesn't change, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
From what I'm hearing, it's 3/4 hole, you want an inch and...
Inch and a quarter.
But he's inside the witch's hat. That's all flashed.
Yeah. So if the roof penetration itself and the flashing doesn't change, I think anybody could do it.
That's what I'm trying to say. Okay. That's why I ventured to...
But
I'll have, if we could reuse or use the one that's there and like what he's saying, cut it and make it larger, then we could go ahead and do that.
Okay.
But if we can't, then we're going to need a new one.
If you can't, just let us know. We'll pull up the roof and open it to you.
Okay. Right.
That's the solution.
Yeah.
Next
subject.
Yeah.
There was two condos that were upsized. The other one, we were able to come in.
You only need to upsize
correct.
One.
That's
yes.
correct.
Correct.
Regarding the load design for the roof railings, Piazza was supposed to check the submittal and to confirm it can hold the weight. Did
is that friend?
Yeah, that's on the submittal. So we'll go look it up.
Oh, sorry. We sent the submittal. We forwarded that. That's no longer an issue.
All good.
So we're good. We'll get rid of that.
Regarding elevator AC, YPS confirmed to proceed with the proposed change in location for servicing purposes. J&M stated Clima will accept the old units back. Piazza discussed removal of trailers. We already talked about that. It's happening the 19th. Regarding the regarding the Ansel system gas valve, which is specified at 3 inches, Lombardo requested a 2-inch valve be installed due to space constraints. BGA stated that for the kitchen consultant, we need to confirm if the change is okay. Send an email CFL and BGA for confirmation.
He confirmed it.
Confirmed and okay. Piazza stated old traffic signal poles are preventing them from doing the work on the sidewalks. That's still up in the air. YPS to reach out to
you
Paul Summerfield.
You've said that before.
Yes. Do we reach out to Paul Summerfield about
obviously
those traffic lights?
Not.
Okay.
So, on that
like
same...
The first time I heard it.
No, we talked about it 2 weeks
I'm not sure.
On that same topic,
yeah.
If you're ready, the temp service here in this sidewalk...
Mm-hmm.
When will that be taken out?
So when the public service is in.
So when is that? So we
well,
can see these sidewalks as well.
Yeah, we spoke about that at the beginning of the meeting.
End of the month. Just
remind
you'll
be done.
End of the month.
And if someone comes
end
back,
of the month.
It's at end of the month, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I'll get with Summerfield about the other ones today.
You're trying to find out when they're removing the old poles. Because they have the new traffic signal poles up. They put those up last summer.
So we got that like Verdi for the city
yes.
or something like that?
Yes.
Is Summerfield traffic and safety for the city of Yonkers?
He's the engineer, period.
I think they're he's all... probably going to call Dominic.
He'll call somebody
else.
He'll call
Dominic,
yeah.
But he's the top of the food chain.
Right.
And the last thing was the pencil applications. We received them from everybody, and they're either in the works or being or sent to me, or but we got them from everybody. The next scheduled meeting is March 27th. I'll go around now. If anybody has anything new to add, they can do so. Mike Lombardo, you got anything?
No.
Is the sprinkler guy here today?
Yes.
Okay. It's tough to keep track of.
John, you got anything?
No.
Fran?
No, thank you.
Joe? Mike?
No, I think we covered everything.
Thank you, sir. Russ?
I'm okay, thank you.
Al?
Okay.
Michael?
Russ, do we have to talk about the dish room in the quickest group or not?
I think we need to talk about that ourselves. But...
Okay, thank you. Nothing.
Nancy?
Change order 76, which was the roof railings for the community building, north railings. Brian reminded me today. Did we ever get that revised change order from the roofer?
No.
We didn't, right? Okay, good. I need that.
Did we issue the, speaking about the roofer, change order 50?
I'm sorry.
Did we issue change order 50? The roof curb one you were working on?
No. I sent that out.
Okay.
They have it.
I'll talk to the roofer.
Okay. The dental chair? I would guess whoever provides it.
Got it. Dental chair. Yeah.
Nancy, you have anything
that's
else?
I thought we were never talking.
That was the only thing I had.
Jim?
Two items. Number one, fuel oil containment system needs two sources of line voltage power. Apparently it's not on the electrical drawings. And they need to close a wall up upstairs in order to get to the street level box, which has the audible alarm in it that needs to be powered line voltage. And the reader, card reader downstairs, not a card reader, it's a pre-roll, whatever, that needs power as well.
Line voltage as well?
Yes.
You're looking puzzled. You haven't heard about this at all?
No.
No.
If it's not on the drawings,
okay.
I wouldn't know about it.
Can you pass that down to him, please?
Oh, here you go.
Is that his copy or for him to look at?
Well,
okay.
This has got to come through bulletin or...
I think it's just as for informational purposes.
Yeah, you might want to put an RFI in if it's not on your drawing.
I think you just
whatever.
Did.
Well, we'll call this the official.
Yeah, I'll look
RFI.
Into it.
If bulletin's warranted, it'll be issued.
Number two is ERU03's return shaft. It's a masonry shaft. The bottom of it is loaded with debris.
Well, that's the plenum.
Masonry, yeah, the plenum. We just need that cleaned up before starting that unit.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having a copy of this
started within the next month. So,
you want it, and then
it's
just
an emergency, but something
sure.
Needs to be
better. Better off if I take it.
Is that
what
Paul?
The ERU number?
Three. We'll take care of
ERU 03. Oh.
Yeah, I thought the guys worked it out in the field, but I'll double check.
I'm going to poke my head in there.
Do you have a timeline on when you're going to start that up?
For what?
ERU03?
No, he still needs to get a roof penetration to get wires up.
I
don't know. It's like a big circle.
Okay. Jim, anything else?
That's it.
Thank you, sir. Nick?
You guys just triggered something, only because I got to get back to my wood flooring guy. Because you got that, and then you got to do your piece. Ballpark? For that unit to be...
Well, we have to run our conduits up, so we can't get into that gym to start doing the ceiling work.
For the
ERU-3? ERU-3 is off the low roof.
It's
the
low roof?
Yes.
Okay, so when the permanent power gets turned on.
So...
End of March.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
So we have to confirm power and get factory startup.
Yep.
No, but that unit, you don't need a
okay.
Paul, you have anything?
Nope.
Brian? Mm-hmm. Jose?
Yeah, so everybody's aware about what happened yesterday with the manhole?
No, tell us.
Okay, well, there was emails that went out. Apparently, there was laborers that were inside the manhole, which is more of a concern than what actually happened to the manhole, because those are live wires, and one small movement, and...
Whose men were in the manhole?
Siteworks.
So that's more of a concern, besides the modification that they did to the manhole. So just be aware, nobody should be going in there.
So there's no way to lock out and tag out those?
No,
right?
No. It's okay. Just got a, you know, you got a cast iron cover on there. So
they put the cover back?
They put everything back. But it's just been noted, documented that
but
it's there.
More importantly, you got to figure out or find out what Siteworks did and why and whether or not that's going to be acceptable. Because that's a submitted and approved conned manhole cover that they modified.
Well, now it's all covered, and I'm assuming they're going to be pouring concrete in that area soon.
Well, he can't pour the sidewalk until he gets us the information.
Well, they're
going
to have to excavate all that.
So we've got to make sure Siteworks knows this.
Well,
so, Siteworks has concrete scheduled for tomorrow.
But where?
That sidewalk.
Well, then he doesn't know.
Well, that schedule might be been done before he knew.
Maybe.
I was just told an hour
correct.
Ago.
I'll give you that.
I was told an hour ago that they were pouring
so
concrete.
So somebody's
tomorrow.
Not talking to Jeff.
They're not pouring if they got a control.
I don't think the field
okay.
People know that.
If they have a control joint before this manhole, they will pour through the control joint.
Okay, that's fine.
And they will pour on the other side of the control joint.
Right.
Done all the time, right?
Yeah, and it's only a base layer just because we got rubber mats, so for drainage over there.
Yeah.
So we'll leave it out between the cold joints. Little control joints.
So do we want to, because Vince said he's not signing off on it. He said it's got to get OSHA approved and Con Ed approved.
OSHA approved?
Well, Con Ed can do both.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right,
so let's get Con Ed
on it. Did you have anything else, Jose?
No. Well, Con Ed was out here. I mean, it's covered, so...
Yeah,
they
I mean,
don't...
it was put back, and it didn't look like anything,
right.
But
we
all
pictures,
know about
so
it now.
If you give Con Ed the pictures, then...
Okay. I'll speak to James French.
Great.
I do got one thing, just a reminder. We got doors going up. Just a reminder, no one's to use the bathrooms now that they're a little bit more hidden. So.
Well, we're gonna try to put the.
There's a lot of there's a lot of subcontractors and workers.
Well, the water's not turned on yet, is it?
Nope.
But that won't stop.
That won't stop someone from using the toilet if they gotta go bad enough. I just.
I'll tell you right now. I'm not the toilet.
There's a lot of.
I tried this morning, but it wouldn't flush. I don't know why. But anyway, we're gonna put that temporary.
There's a lot of work going on, so just to remind everyone, don't use the toilets.
No, we're gonna lock. Yeah, that's not gonna work. We're gonna put a temporary cylinder in there.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. That's it.
In the cafeteria.
Thank you.
Because that door is coming quick from security.
What next year?
Yeah, Russ.